Lord, pray that you will help us. Lord, as we yield ourselves unto you, both to speak and to hear, so that we can all be beneficiaries of your kingdom. Let it be there, Father. In this Sunday school, Lord, teach us your word and give us a grace to be more dedicated and more closer with you, Lord. Bless the reading of your word and the few comments are going to be made. May you glorify your holy name. May our faith be lifted up, Lord. Jesus Christ's holy name, we ask and pray. Greet you, good morning, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I welcome you to the house of the Lord in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before we get seated, let's read a few verses of the scripture. The book of Hebrews chapter 1, the first two verses, and Hebrews chapter 11, the first four verses. The first two verses of chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Underline that words. Chapter 11, the first four verses. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the words, underline that words again, words, plural, were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Lord, we pray, add your blessings to these portions of your word this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. You may be seated. God bless you. For our Sunday school, and I understand that all the classes are here, so we will take it like ABC, so that we all can flow. And I want to talk on the title, just a little title, as I've pointed to you, the words, the words. Whenever you are talking about supernatural things, we have two words. When you are talking about supernatural things, you are talking of two words. We have the unseen word, unseen and seen word. The seen word is a natural earth where we are. And this natural earth, before we get to that, whenever you are talking of words, we are talking about dimensions. And we have seven dimensions. The earth where we are now is also a dimensional thing. Remember that? We have light, we have matter, and we have time for the scene. Light, matter, and time. There are things that have influence on us. Light has influence on us. When the sun begins to shine on you, it has influence on you. The natural light, the artificial light, the stars, and all that. The matter in our elementary school, we are taught that there are things that have shape, something that you can feel, something you can touch. And we have the time. I mean, we have the time, which is morning, we have afternoon, we have evening. We can break it down to our scientific world. You say this is two nine, this is two ten. We are talking of time. God allowed those things so that we'll be able to count. So this operates within the seen world. Then we have unseen world. The unseen world is a supernatural world. It's not a natural world. And whenever we talk about supernatural, we are not talking about God alone. Demons, Satan is also operating supernaturally. Hallelujah. So when we talk about supernatural, don't only think of God. God is supernatural, is the most supernatural, but demons, Satan is also operating supernaturally. Because everything that God has, Satan has the other side of it, to bring confusion to the people and to prove the revelation we have claimed that we have. So those are the things that happen on the unseen world. It's a supernatural world. And when you talk about the seen world, we have three words. When you come to the seen world, we have three words. I hope I'm not confusing you. If you are confused, just raise your hand so that we'll just take. Okay, God bless you. This is Sunday school, so that we'll be able to flow. And a teacher does not hear his class. It makes it attractive so that people will understand. And that's why we are here. All right, let me go back a little. We are talking about the words. And we say when we are talking about supernatural things, we have two words, the seen and unseen. The seen is where we are, the physical earth with three dimensions. Light, matter, and time. And then we go to the unseen. When we get to the unseen, we are talking about the supernatural world. And I say when we talk about supernatural, we are not talking about God alone. Satan also operates in the supernatural realm. All that's clear? All right. Then we are now pick the unseen world again. Sorry, the seen world. The seen world is also three worlds. This physical that is of three dimensions is also three worlds. So when you read about two words, you read about three words, it should not confuse you. And Brother Abraham was not making mistake that require any correction. What it requires is understanding. Hallelujah. Because when you key in two words, you will see it on the table. When you key in three words, you will see it on the table. Then it will appear as if there was a contradiction. Then you to run to a safe heaven, you say, well, this one was before 63. This one was before or after 63. Both of them we are correct. The unseen world and the seen world is talking about the manifestation. We are going to understand it when I read a quote for you. Talking about two worlds. But when we come to seen world, we have three worlds. I'm sure we are familiar with this. We have antediluvian, we have post-diluvian, that is the world we are in now, and the one to come. We have antediluvian, ante is before, hallelujah, then after is post. Our women will know that, when they go from antenata and postnata, we understand that, hallelujah. So we have antenata, antediluvian, that's before the destruction. It's a system of God. That is why you come to cosmos. It's a system. The first system, the same earth here, was antediluvian before the destruction that happened because of the rejection of Moses, Noah's message. Following. Hallelujah. That's the first one. Then we have post-diluvian. That is after that diluvian, when the water washed the earth and then eight souls were saved, the world started again with another system, another cosmos. And then we have the world to come, which we are expecting. These are three worlds, physical worlds that operate under the three dimensions. Do we get it clear? Children, are you getting it? Okay, maybe I will speak the language you understand. Hallelujah. The world that we are in, where we are now, that I can see you and you can see me, is controlled by two worlds. The natural and the supernatural. The seen and unseen. Hallelujah. The seen is operating within the first three dimensions. All of them are dimensional things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's come to, I will read some quotes, but let me get this out first. The unseen world, when we talk about the unseen world, I also divide it into two. Amen. The unseen world, the one you can't see with your eyes. We have the fourth and the fifth dimension. We have the sixth and the seventh dimension. It's a world of their wars of their own. Are we together? They are wars of their own. We can have their impacts. We can benefit from them, from this world that we can't see, but they are existing. But Abraham said the fourth dimension is a dimension of science, dimension of sickness. And he said, God, by his sovereign grace, had allowed the scientists to break into it. So if it does not exist, they can't get into it. Hallelujah. So it exists. And that's why they can break into it. The dimension of sickness, the dimension of science is the fourth dimension. But Abraham explained it in so many ways. He said, as we are here now, pictures are going on, voices are going on that we can't hear because they are faster than this dimension, but it's existing. Pictures are going on, channel to the television, and then you say, oh, live pictures. As they are gesticulating, you see it, what they are saying, you are hearing it, but it's not the television itself that is producing the pictures. It's operating through a dimension. It's a world. Amen and amen. Then we have the fifth dimension, which is the dimension of sickness. I'm sorry, the dimension of the sinners. When a sinner dies, because his soul is not saved, he can't go to the presence of God, and he has to be somewhere. They get to the fifth dimension. Permit me to say, we call it hell. Amen and amen. It's a dimension. It's real as this place is real. Just like we operate within these three dimensions, and it's real. You can see me, you are hearing me, I can touch you, you can touch me. So also this dimension.
dimensions are real, they are worlds of their own. Hallelujah. The fifth dimension, that is where sinners go, that is where demons also are, that's where Satan is also. They operate there, they function from there. We don't see them, but we feel them. We feel them. God can allow us to see if he wants to. But if he doesn't, we may not see, but we will feel it. The essence is for us to be spiritually at alert when we sense those evil manifestations. Are we together? Hallelujah. May God help us. Let me read something. Let me not continue going. So that I do not say, what is this man saying? I'm sure your servants, your ministers know that is the truth. And those of you that are studious, you know what I'm saying is the truth. But let me read something here now. Natural and supernatural words. I want to read from, do you now believe? I was so very happy the brother is very fast in catching it. I want to start by, I don't want to be an isolationist. And I think you should not be too. Don't be isolationist so that you feel free to talk to people. People talk to you, you understand what they are feeling, you understand what you are also passing through, so that you will not run into health crisis. You understand? That's what the prophet is saying. I don't want to be understood. Stay away from the people. All right. From the people. But when the anointing one strikes, just like it is near all the time, there's something, is another world. Where the anointing is coming from is another world. We'll get into it. Like two worlds. You break over into this world and this world, and you stay in it too long, and you hardly know. Now, when leaving the platform, when it comes on, I feel like, oh, I was up in the heavens. But when it's off of me, I feel good. But in between those times, it seems like you are just stepping off the world. That is this one. You can't walk. You hear? I don't know how you do feel. Now, no need of me trying to explain it. You can't explain God. You got to believe God. You can't explain it. It's by faith. Hallelujah. So, Brother Abraham will be here physically, but it's operating in another world. And you will bring down to us what is operating in another world and tell the people. Brother Abraham was not a casual man. He was steadily operating as a prophet. Hallelujah. And he does not move too hastily. He's always waiting until he knows he's no more here. That's why he will challenge your word and say, if you didn't come to pass, just throw me out of this nation. Because he knows what he was talking about. Amen and amen. Let's read another one. All right. This natural world, which we say there are three worlds under it, the antediluvian, the post-diluvian, this which is the present world, and the world to come. But Abraham made us understand in the message feature home that this pattern is what our redemption also is patterned after. The first world was cleansed by what? Water. The second world cleansed by what? The blood. And the world to come will be cleansed by Holy Ghost and what? Fire. The same way you are redeemed is the same way this earth is redeemed, because the earth and our body is also of the same composition. We have 16 elements in our bodies, the potassium, the cosmic light, and petroleum, and all that. I can't name them, but then the earth is also of those 16 elements. So the earth cannot be redeemed until it passes through these three stages. Just like our souls cannot be redeemed until it has passed through these three stages. And even when your soul is redeemed, filled with God, it does not mean your body is redeemed. But it has influence. Your soul has influence on the body when the soul is operating and is under the anointing of God. But if you don't feed your soul well, the body will overpower your soul. Hallelujah. You know the story of that Indian chief? That chief, Abraham said, it's like a funny person. It's not really funny, but that's how he is. And he said, but Abraham, oh, it has been wonderful. Pretty good. Abraham said, how has he been since he became a Christian? He said, pretty good, pretty bad. So what do you mean by that? He said, there are two dogs fighting in me. Now, don't get that wrong. That dog is not in the soul. It's comparing the body, the activities of the body, and the activities of the soul. When your soul is cleansed, God is there, not dog. Which represent devil, which represent evil, but is comparing the body and the soul. The soul is heavy with God, but there is always a constant battle in the body. What your eye sees, what your body feels, we want to control you. For you to be an overcomer, you must constantly be feeding on the word and be in prayers. Otherwise, you will follow.
And you say, church, forgive me. Well, I
won't be able to read this quote. But for you, if you want to keep it down, the future home, paragraph 74, read it down to paragraph 80. I want a brother to help us type fourth dimension. Fourth in English, not mathematics. Fourth dimension. There are many quotes. Pick it from the present stage of my ministry, paragraph 20, so we can read a little. Then after that, we'll read from enticing spirit in the same quote, fourth dimension. You can get it for us. I don't have it written here. The fourth dimension. Just go to the present stage of my ministry.
Yes.
Thank you. God bless you. Now, paragraph 20. Let's go to 20. Maybe there was something that. All right. Yes. We see, when people die, they don't immediately go up with God. Now, I'm sure you understand that. Maybe I ought to explain it the best that I can. Are you in a hurry? Let's take our time and try to make it just as clear as I can. Now, when we come along, just listen because I won't have time to explain again. We remember that we live here in three dimensions. And I don't know whether I can name them or not. One of them is light, the other is matter. Tommy, you remember what the thought is? All right. Somebody said atom. Someone said time. Time. Right? Light, matter, and time. And our five senses contact them dimensions. Are we getting it?
Yes.
Except if there is a disability. Our sight contact light. Our feelings contact matters, and so forth. Now, but we have contact through science, the fourth dimension, as it was, because coming right through this building now comes pictures, voices of radio, pictures on television that our senses do not contact, but yet they have a tool or a crystal that picks up those other ether waves and manifests them. So, you see, right in this building now is live actions of people in the air, live voices. They are here. We know it. They are absolutely the truth. And the only thing you do, they catch, I don't understand the mechanics of those things that science have invented, but we know that it proves to us there is a fourth dimension. Then we have the fifth dimension, is where the sinner, the unbeliever dies and goes to. The fifth dimension is a kind of the horrible dimension. And when a Christian dies, he goes into the sixth dimension. May you not go downward. Don't go downward way. But Bible says you will not even imagine your bitterest enemy to go there. How do you do it? Keep your eyes on the cross. Amen and amen. All right. Is there more than one word? It's a question. Is there more than one word? It's COD 590628. And the answer is yes. I've explained those things just for us to have a backup. Yes. So, but don't be confused. When you see Abraham saying two words, three words, you are saying he knows what he's talking about. Is there more than one word? The answer is what? Yes. There is words of words. So there are still words of what? Words. In the unseen words, we have words. Hallelujah. Our Baron gave us the scripture which we have read. Hebrews chapter 1 and Hebrews chapter 11. The angels or demons always come forth from the unseen world. Demons, devils, they are agents of Satan to do evil. Even when I said the other day, on Friday, even when they do something that looks like good, it's still what? Evil. Because nothing good is attributed to Satan, and nothing evil is attributed to God. So God made light and darkness. God caused this. God don't do evil. God permits evil, but he does not do evil. Do you know that God does not even take our lives? He gives that opportunity to Satan. The Bible made us to understand. He's the author of death. God is not author of death. But when the time comes, it gives Satan the opportunity to go ahead. Satan feels he's doing a good job, but he will not still be rewarded. So when you see a man persecuting a believer, he, no matter the evil that believer has done, that one that is a persecutor can never be rewarded, but will be punished. Hallelujah. Will be punished. So be careful. Be careful the way you deal with an elect. Say, because if you force living for God, don't submit yourself to be an agent, to be used by Satan. Because anything bad is not God. It's a good spirit. But we have bad, wrong, evil spirits as well. So Abraham said, made us understand, the angels, the devils, they also come down from the unseen world to this world that is seen where we are. And then either becomes seen to us, or remain unseen, but their activities can be felt. If you are spiritual enough, Brother Bam said, every believer has encampment of what? Angels. He said, they don't go. They are always with you. That's why you don't need to be afraid. Maybe you are in a public vehicle, and then it seems as if there's going to be accident. They begin to, looking for where to hold. You don't need that. Be steady, because nothing can take your life until the appointed time. I don't care the sickness. Nothing.
Not even God.
You say, oh, what of if I sin and I refuse to repent? You think God is just learning new things? To us it's new, but to him it's not.
Hallelujah.
The way we have faith is when there is an influence from the sixth dimension, seventh dimension. The sixth dimension is the presence of God. Just like we call heaven presence of God. Anything from sixth, you feel the presence of God. Though it's below the altar, but you see the presence of God. Nothing sinful can get there.
There's something I saw. It scared me a little. But maybe I will say it. I don't know. Hallelujah.
Praise God. This our God,
His ways are past finding out.
Faith can only be operational when it comes from the unseen world and our heart becomes so charged.
Not your mind.
When your mind is charged,
you are enjoying the information that somebody gives you,
and you are operating by hope.
Many times we quote the scripture, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off.
The expectation of the righteous can only be an expectation when it comes as a revelation.
If it does not come as a revelation,
but somebody promises somewhere, and you are using that scripture, until it is revealed to you that God is walking through that brother,
it will fail.
Has God failed?
No,
God didn't fail, because God never told you that.
It's your brother or friend somewhere that told you that.
So many people rejoice over what they had, what somebody told them.
But yet it's not a revelation.
And once it's not a revelation, you can't hold God to it.
But let me help you.
Anything God says, even if you have not caught the revelation of it,
keep on saying it.
The power to turn it to revelation is in you, but it's not by you. It is God to turn it to what? To become a revelation. As you are saying it, it's operating from your mind. But God has the power to turn it from mental understanding to become a revelation to you in your soul. As long as it's a revelation, it can never fail.
Whenever you fail, you say you think you have faith, you have not gotten faith.
Because faith can never fail.
But Brian said it doesn't take no for an answer.
Let me tell you something that will make you to know whether you have operated by faith and it's seemingly to be failing. You have prayed over something and you believe God has revealed it to you that that thing will come to pass. And you are expecting it. The following day, the situation is worse. How you will know that you have operated by faith is that your heart will still say, Amen. But once your heart begins to say,
What happened yesterday? Has God changed?
Waiting happened.
Maybe you are operating at the level of intellectual faith, which Abraham called hope.
But Abraham said, the greatest hindrance is unbelief. The chiefest of all the devils is unbelief.
It's unbelief.
Unbelief in that even Jesus Christ from performing operation that he was sent to perform.
The chiefest demon is unbelief.
We're running off.
Let me read this quote.
In the message, Fellowship.
55051A. Paragraph 125, 126, and 127.
And when our intellectual faith comes down into the heart and becomes so charged with your seen world.
So we operate here both on the seen and unseen world too, as believers.
That every word of God becomes a positive truth.
Hallelujah.
Every word, not some part, becomes what? A positive truth.
You see what I mean?
When God says it, it echoes against it, just like it does on that crystal in the radio and makes it perfect. God said, I am the Lord that healed thee. That settles it.
It may happen immediately. You say, the Lord healed me. Praise God, God can do it immediately. But sometimes it may not.
But you have to keep on saying it.
Keep on believing it.
Keep on saying it.
As long as it's the word of God, which is, of course, the word of God,
it will surely come to pass. Even in death, there is victory.
God cannot be defeated.
That settles it. Amen. That message 3, I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. That message 3 is here now. Now, that is the way it is where I am taking in divine healing. When that angel of the Lord appeared that night, he said, I will be with you. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. What he will do, he said, he will show signs and wonders among the people. So God will tell him what to do, and it will come to pass. Hallelujah. So while we are here on earth, operating under the first three dimensions, with our sights, with our bodies, and with our ears and things, we still operate under another world. Whenever you are operating by faith, and faith comes upon you, you are not operating under these first three dimensions. And that's why you cannot fail. But Ram said faith was never forgotten by the Father above. We must live and be conscious of the unseen world in order to enjoy the presence of the supernatural beings or know what to do. You understand what I mean by that? If it is the evil one, because it comes also by anointing. Anointing is different from inspiration. Inspiration tells you what to do. Anointing does the work. Anointing breaks the yoke. That's what the scripture says. But you have to get the inspiration first that this thing can be done. Then it's the same Holy Ghost that is operating, but they are not called the same name. One is anointing, which does the work. One is inspiration, who tells you that this thing can be achieved. It comes from another world. Not from this world, but comes to you while you are here. We must be conscious of the unseen world so that we will know what to do or what to avoid. But if you are not conscious, that's why I preach the message, the presence of God unrecognized. It's very possible the presence of God can be here and you don't recognize it. Oh my, I'm sure they will jingle bell now. Let me just go to what I wanted to say in closing. Is it time? Okay. This God is a sovereign God. Do you know that when Brother Abraham was operating under, he was not comfortable about the demise of the wife, Sister Hope. God allowed the unseen world to become visible to him. Remember the story. And the sister said many things. One of the things that struck my heart was she was kind of making confession to Brother Abraham that I wanted you to buy me stocking. One is called Chivon, the other one is called Crayon. I said one is for the old people and one for the youths. And Abraham was going about, as he was going, I don't have time to read it because they have jingle bell. And Abraham was going, anybody see, oh, God bless you, brother, Chivon. So that he will not forget. But unfortunately, he went and bought the old woman's own. The sister did not use it because she didn't like it. She was apologizing. Is there a confession after death? God is a sovereign God. He can do anything without taking your permission. Without taking my permission. Who can question God?
Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you. I will give you all the glory for this little time that you have given unto us to fellowship around your word again. Oh God, may these things not pass over our heads. May the purpose that you have brought this be given unto us by revelation so that we can live by it and enjoy the purpose of dying for our lives. Lord, we want to be conscious of our lives. We want to be careless the way we live. Oh God, wherever we find ourselves, we know that the angels are there that will be able to throw us into the unseen world. Help us to be conscious of your presence at all times. Let it be so, dear Father. Continue with us in the remaining segments of the meetings today as we depend on you. And we know at the end of the services, Lord, our hearts shall be filled with joy and we shall testify of your goodness. Receive all the glory, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we ask and pray. Amen. God bless you, sir.